please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G making a video about smart women suck. Well, let's go. Yes, and unfortunately women don't suck in the good way. Just saying.
Girlfriend constantly contradicts me. IQ 162. Becoming frustrated. Ooh.
Yeah, it's really retarded when you have bitches think they're smarter than you and then they try to pull fast ones over you. It's so stupid. It's like seeing a train coming at you in slow motion. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, guess we're doing this, huh? Oh, whatever.
Salutations! I guess this dude is from Demolition Man movie. Yeah, it says, greetings, salutations. What seems to be your boggle? Oh man, it's funny. People nowadays, they try to do all this fake friend bullshit. Yeah, they act like they're all nice in front of the surface, but under the surface, they're pieces of shit. Have you noticed that how people are? Backstabbing motherfuckers. Just what I think. I don't know, maybe.
Salutations, I come here to ask other fellow-minded men about a problem I've encountered.
Really? Do tell.
Recently, I began poring over various medical documents, and I have found several contradictions regarding them.
Uh-oh, you found out that your lovely woman is lying to you?
Oh no, heaven forbid. What is going through her mind? Let's find out.
My girlfriend is a registered nurse.
Uh-oh, that's your problem, friend. Nurses and like lawyers and like stuff like that.
Yes, they're fucking big ol' whores. They're turbo sluts.
Yes, and you made her into your girlfriend?
Yes, remember, this bitch has the healing touch, and she has to heal everybody.
Oh, just saying.
Yes, here's an acronym you should know instead of RM. It's DTB. Dump that bitch.
Yes, you better deep six this whore, cause if not, your mind and your heart and everything's gonna go gonzo. So you better do as you're told. If you're not gonna listen to me, then you be fucked and enjoy that penis up your butthole. Just saying.
Well, back to this Down syndrome. My girlfriend is a registered nurse and constantly rolls her eyes when I try to point them out.
Oh, fuck that shit. The contempt in this woman? That's why people get slapped.
But yes, you can't fix your sandwich makers, huh? You gotta do it the stupid, retarded way. But whatever, right? I guess I'm just a stupid retard, apparently.
Which is understandable. How the fuck is that understandable? But yeah, you're just a weak little bitch. Just saying. Anyways, she won't tell me her IQ though. If I wagered, I guess it would be about 116.
Yeah, right. You're giving this bitch too much credit. She's probably closer to 16. But because she knows how to suck a mean dick, you stay there with her, huh? You're fucking stupid, you thirsty little fuck. But whatever.
From a regular IQ'd person, but there's a new problem.
Yes, to make a long story short, is that you're a weak man, you don't know how to tell this bitch to come down and do as they're told and fucking suck that cock? No, you'd rather be a little bitch and let her do whatever she wants. So yes, like you're a cuckold, she walks over you. So yes, if she's not under your thumb, she's gonna be on top of you, riding you like the little bitch that you are. So enjoy this, you fuck.
Yeah, and this dumbass claims that he's smart.
Yes, it's our Mensa.
Yes, you think you're part of the Mensa? Well, guess what? Here's a Spanish lesson for you. Do you know what a menso is? That's Spanish for dumb. So yes, this guy's a menso. Stupid.
Ha ha ha. Oh, look at me. I'm smart.
Yes, that's why you're putting shit from a retarded bitch. Because you're retarded. Yes, dumbasses always coagulate together. So enjoy your prize, dumbass. Let's go see what other stupid people are around, right? Let's go.
Oh yes, this other one that's gonna come up? Trigger warning, this bitch pissed me off.
Yeah, so here's a little tidbit. This chick's a marine biologist, and you're gonna find out what the blowhole is not for.
Yes, and do you want a girlfriend?
Especially one with a quote-unquote high IQ?
Well, this is what you're gonna get. Brace yourselves, my friends, we're going in hot. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's wrong with the retards of Reddit, but these people are suffering from Down syndrome. Just an opinion.
Looky here. It says, my wife's idea of a good time is taking its toll on my mind and body.
Uh-oh, do tell.
My wife of 6 years is an amazing person, and I love her to death, but she is far too experimental in bed than I'm comfortable with.
Uh-oh. Yes, you should always be with someone that's in your level, because if she's more extreme or you're more extreme, woohoo! It's better if the guy's more extreme, because, you know, follow the leader type of thing, but if you follow the leader, I don't know, man.
She is a marine biologist, so you married Jacques Cousteau's daughter?
Just keep on going.
And the other day, she brought home a fish tank containing a small live octopus with the intention of inserting it into me rectally. Dun, dun, dun. The plot thickened.
Yes, it looks like it's time to rip this bitch a new asshole, right? It's ripping time! Yes, this bitch loves tentacle erotica. Ooh! It says, this article's about the pornographic genre. For the geometric phenomenon, see tendril perversion. Yes. According to this, tentacle erotica, Japanese, bing, blang, bloom, whatever, and it's called Shokusu Zeme. Then it says tentacle attack. Says it's a type of pornography most commonly found in Japan. Yes, you see E Honda coming at you and going, hoy, 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 hoy. that integrates traditional pornography with the elements of bestiality, fantasy, horror, and science fiction. Yes, you got aliens and bestiality, all kinds of shit, right? Awesome. It is found in some horror or hentai titles, with tentacle creatures, usually fictional monsters, having sexual intercourse predominantly with females or a lesser extent males, like this dude. Woohoo! Tentacle erotica can be consensual but mostly contains elements of rape. Yes, what's a little bit of rape among friends? Right? Interspecies erotica. You gotta love it, right? Yeah, look at the portrait down there. It says The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife from 1814. Yes, but this dude became his nightmare because he became the fisherman's wife. Oh, man. It fucked up when... It's bad enough when you're the degenerate, but when your wife is the degenerate and you're actually the sane person? Holy shit. Fun times ahead, right? Well, let's continue. At first, I thought she was joking. Yeah, she was laughing at your expense, buddy. But no, she was completely serious. Yeah, serious as a heart attack. And the attack is coming to your butthole. Yeah, it's not a heart attack, it's a tentacle attack. Octopi. I guess he's the Prince of Octopon. Yes, have you guys ever seen The Pirates of Dark Water? It's made by Hanna-Barbera. It's a cool cartoon if you haven't seen it. It's from the 90s. But anyways, let's go back to this. Octopi are extremely intelligent creatures, and she demonstrated this by placing it into a mason jar. Oh, fucking A. Yes, I love octopi. They're very smart creatures. Fun. Let's see what happens, right? It managed to unscrew the lid from inside and escape. Gee, instead of calling this octopus it, you should call him him, because he is going to be inside of you, right? Or it doesn't count. Not yet anyways, right? Since shoving the octopus directly into the anus would likely harm the creature, she opted to put the octopus into the jar first and then shove the jar into my sphincter lid first. What the fuck? Oh shit, it's like a suppository. Fuck, man. Oh man, your wife is so fucked up and you're stupid for going along with it. Enjoy, you motherfucker. Yeah, this is like a fucked up form of docking.
Yeah, in case you don't know what docking is, it's what homosexuals do when they have their foreskin on their penis. Yes, it's when you get your foreskin, and you get the other dude's cock, and you put your foreskin over his dick. Yeah, that's docking. So yeah, this little alien creature got his little life pod, and he docked into your butthole. Yes, just like in Dead Space, he's entering the Yakamura. Oh shit, truly is Dead Space. All right, I thought. Standard jar insertion like usual. Oh yeah, like usual. Fuck, I don't think that's something that wants to be commonplace, but whatever, right? Fucking freaks. But once it was inside, I could feel the jar unscrewing slowly, and it managed to squeeze tome tentacles out to search for escape. Yes, you got little Houdini inside of you. Holy fuck. Its little tentacle suckers attached to my prostate, and I ejaculated repeatedly until I fell unconsciousness. Oh man, wasn't like that movie, A National Lampoon's, with Stifler's mom? That guy? Got a med student to massage his prostate? Oh my god, you're so fucking stupid, dude. What a perfect little lady you got, man. Fuck. I woke up a few hours later with both the jar and the octopus still inside of me. Holy fuck. So what, you and the octopus fused to become one? So now you have this symbiotic relationship? Holy shit, it reminds me of MTV's The Head. Yeah, so I guess you could join a support group of fucking weirdos. Just saying. I asked my wife to take me to the hospital, but she refused since she was scared of receiving zoophilia charges. So what, you're typing this with a jar up your ass? What the fuck? I'll just call the fucking hospital myself. Jesus, man, you still have this thing up your bunghole? You're fucking crazy, dude. My wife is beautiful. Yes, very. That's why you're with her, huh? And hilarious person. Yes, she is fucking funny. Thank you for putting this jar up his ass. If not, I wouldn't be laughing. Oh, man, this is comedy gold. Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, the suffering. The sweet suffering. But this side of her concerns me somewhat. What, somewhat? To me, this would be deeply concerning. This chick is just abusing you. Yeah, she just uses you as a fucking human toilet. What the fuck? Are you a Dubai porta potty? What the fuck, man? You're fucking stupid. Do you like the abuse? Apparently. You're fucking stupid, dude. But guys are fucking weak. You see? This is what happens when you hook up with these fucking chicks, especially one that thinks that she's smart. She's gonna put you through hell. But this guy is so weak and effeminate and thirsty that he puts up with this shit. Yes, don't put up with this kind of stuff. If your woman is being psychotic with you, dump her. Don't be someone's hacky sack. This is some bullshit, but whatever. Thirst is real. Yeah, I remember once upon a time, I had one chick. She was going to college and she thought she was smarter than me. And I was being cute with her. She told me, oh, do you know what the Emancipation Proclamation is? And me, jokingly, I told her, oh, I don't listen to hip-hop. And she got all mad at me. I was like, dude, that's a fucking joke. It's like, what the fuck? I know that shit's the Lincoln bullshit. Fuck Lincoln, in my opinion, but whatever. Yeah, in my opinion, women shouldn't be smarter than you. Because if they do, they think they're better than you. And once a chick thinks she's better than you, she won't respect you and she won't love you. And that's when the douchebaggery commences. So, don't do it. That's just... I'm just saying it from experience, but it's your life. You do what you want with it. Well, take it from me. Don't let these stupid people get in your mind, because if you do, they're gonna start controlling you. And life is too short and precious to be wasting on stupid people. Okay? So it's the morning. I wish I would have put this last night, but I passed out. Yeah, I got so much stuff to do, and I gotta force fuck shit. Because if I don't make things happen, it won't happen on its own. So you guys better kick ass. Let's get this shit together and moving forward. So take care of yourself, and goodbye.